speak in the Gemara on the Chav Dalam at Beis? Fresh memory, Machlokes of Rav Shmuel. The Rav held that a Shusua, by Isha Eina Vlad, and by Behemo it's Asura Bachilo, even when it's still inside, even though it was Acha Shenishka Te'imo, it's Asura Bachilo. Shmuel says no, by Isha it's a Vlad, if she's Tamei later, and by Behemo it's Mutu Bachilo, as long as you found it inside. When is it also Bachilo? When it comes out. It's also Bachila, right? Because it's considered to be a Nevela. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Rav Dalla Amid Beis, about 12-15 lines from the top. And 13 lines from the top. Yemei Barabo Sabar Lamevet Uvda Kavosi de Shmuel. Wanted a pasuk like Shmuel. That by Nisho it's a Vlad. And therefore, giving birth to a fetus that has this malformation of Shtei Gabin, Shtei Shedlos. She's Tamei later. It's a regular birth. Amalei Rav Huna, Daitoch Lechumra. So Rav Huna said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, why, you don't know how to paskin? Rav Shmuel, Machlokes. So you figure, oh, it's a Sofik Yisur Lechumra. Right? That's why you're paskining like Shmuel, that it is a Vlad. And the mother is Tamei later, but it's not a chumre. It's a chumre de oseli kula. It's a chumre with a built-in kula, because if you consider it a vlad, then the woman has yimei toha. Hod the koyavle oseli kula hu the koyavle yimei toha. Ovid Mihor Kawasei the Rav, the Kaimalon Hilchaso Kerav Beisura Beilakula Meilachumra. I said Ovid Lay, but he made that way, or he tells you should do that way. I mean, but the Loch has to be like Rav, because we have the Klal Hilchaso Kavosei the Rav b'Yisura bein l'kula bein l'chumra. So if you don't consider the blood, then she doesn't have the Yimei Toah, right? But there's a kula anyway. If it's not a vlad, then she's not a sura for 14 days, or since you couldn't tell the kula lechumra, it has to be assumed like in a keva, right? 40 days. She doesn't have that 14 days isu, but I guess halacha lemaisa, if a woman gave birth to that, if it's not a vlad, then she's a tamei nida. So she have to wait until the blood stops and count 7 days. If it's Yimei Ziva, and those days, I don't know already whether Chumur Havzeir was in effect or not in effect. Right. But nevertheless, it's certainly not any halacha lemaisa. It wouldn't turn out to be much of a kula, the fact that we don't consider her a Tamei later. Oh my Rabbi. Harayamru, this is a different topic. Harayamru, Isha Yoledes, the Tisha, Yoledes, the Shiva. Behim Agasa, Yoledes, the Tisha. I want to know, Yoledes, the Shiva, or Lo Yoldo. Here we have a little problem adjusting ourselves to their knowledge, the knowledge of the time. Remember, a ben shmona ain't a chaya. He gave us soon another halacha which is not mentioned. Tosfos Yevamos defines a ben ches, no nigmaru sorov utziponov. He has no hair, he has no fingernails. Obviously, it's not just 8 months, because we know the fingernails come in much, much earlier. So obviously he's dealing with some kind of abnormalcy of development. That's important to keep in mind. However, they had the klal that a woman can be give birth at two times, two kinds of gestation, two kinds of pregnancies. There's a 7 month pregnancy and a 9 month pregnancy. And visualize, 7 month pregnancy means a pregnancy where somehow the development speeds up. So in 7 months the baby gets ready. That's perfectly fine. A ben shiva is fine. Supposedly Moshe Rabbeinu was a ben shiva, right? That's how she was able to hide him. I might add this fact too. What the Bible says. But Einu Yoledes the Katoim. 9 months means 9 months. A week earlier doesn't happen with a normal, healthy fetus. Must be exactly 9 months. Therefore, we ask, do we have this rule, since a Behema Gasa has the same gestation time as a woman, as a human, does the same rule apply, that there's also a 7th month birth? Behema Gasa Yoledes Tisho, therefore I want to know, Yoledes Shiva Olo Yoldo. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Toshma. It said, "Hey, menu ulamarta also." Learned before, it said that a ben shmona doesn't live, and then language the top of the yomid. Hey, menu ulamarta also. Any less than 8 is also. Any less than 8 includes 7. But he said 8 won't live, and the less certainly doesn't live. So you see that special distinction, that the 7th month is a time of possible normal birth, doesn't apply to it, to the behemoth. So my love, you assume it refers to the agasa, to a 9 month animal. No, that statement, lamata imena, applies, since it spoke about Agasa and a dako, and a dako is a 5 month gestation. The statement lamate meno refers only to the dako, doesn't refer to the gasa. So less than 5 months, there's no other normalcy period that you have. By a gasa, maybe yes, maybe 7 months, just like by a woman, norm is 9, and there's a as a however, there's an alternative of seven. Maybe by a guy, so same thing applies. So Gemara says, that's stretching the pshat incorrectly. Hai mai means how do you try to pull that off? How do you try to pull that off on me? I amad bishlamo agasa. You tell me that lamata imena refers to gasa, then isuch. Then you have to tell me that. Why? Because what's the hava mina? Just because she has the same gestation period as a woman, the animal same as the woman, therefore, I assume I can pose the question, if Kodesh Baruch Hu set up a natural law for women who gestate for 9 months, that 7 months is another alternative, then maybe for a gas also. Salka daita chamina. My thought process was whole of Isha Chaya that a 7 month is survives by a woman. Therefore I gotta tell you, no, it doesn't. Eli Amrit Adako, if you tell me that refers to Dako, it doesn't make sense. If you tell me that a 4 month doesn't live, Ulamate Mena also doesn't live. What did you think? That less than four is better than four? So by Daka we know five is absolute. Then the only possible question I could have is, by Agasa, is there another time of viability same as you find by humans? And for the mother, not true. Itzrich. Even if we're talking about a Daka, you still got to tell me that not so. Why? Here's how I make my Gzeira Shova in biology, not Pamsukin. I say, Tetzi, a woman just stays for 9 months. Right? 2 months less is also good. 1 month, no good, but 2 months is another safe point in the gestation. Therefore, I might very well think that for a Daka, 5 months is norm, 2 months earlier is another safe point. Salka d'artich amina, called bosa treyachi chayo, that 2 month lack of development still allows for a viable fetus. Kamash moron, if I have to tell you, no, lamate men or not. Not so dava poshut, you say, because a 4 month is no good, lamata men is also no good. No, a 4 month can be no good, just like an 8 month by a woman is no good, and yet 7 months is good. So maybe this is what happens. There's a full development of 5 months, there's an alternative development of 2 months less than full. Therefore, I might think that three is good. Four is no good, but three is good. Therefore, not so poshut that I would know that myself. People, you following? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Next topic. Amar Peles Dmut Lilit. Imo Tmeya Leida Vladhu Ela Sheyeshto Knafayim. What's a shayla? Or normal looking? We just tell you, the face is smashed, the skull is missing, it has no face at all. Now we tell you what? The baby, a normal baby, but has two projections on the side, two wings. What's the habit mean? Why should it not be bad? So much more deformation is accepted, and it still should be a vlad. Why would be the hava mina the thing that Layla does not? Nu, what's the svara? You have to get into the logic of Chazal. Why do they call it Leilit? Okay. No, give it. I asked you a question. Why would the Gemara ask such a shayla?
Because maybe if it has if it's missing a skull or if it has a smashed face, it's still, at least it's still human. But if it has wings, maybe it's not human.
Because it's Leilit. And Leilit, whatever it is, was a shed, was a demon. It's a demon of the night, the Leilit. Laila, Leilit. Right? And therefore, the question is, maybe this is not a human birth, but the demon placed the baby in there, placed an embryo in there. Therefore, the first thing that the Gemara has to affirm is that's Baba Mises. A woman doesn't give birth to Leilits. Therefore, the Gemara affirms, it's a blood, it has wings, but don't call it a Leilit. Leilit is a demon.
Is that supposed to be Rabbi?
What's on there? El Avladu, Shalishu. And here you have a very intriguing new discussion here, yeah.
Is Lilith supposed to be Lilith in English?
What?
Is Lilith Lilith in English?
Let me get.
Is Lilith Lilith in English?
Lilith what?
Lilith in English?
I mean, what is it? I'm
Lilith.
What
in
is
English?
It?
Lilith. It's a type of demon. I mean, not.
Where do you see it?
Oh, it's from mythology.
Yeah, that's where it came from, of course. Yeah, it's trouble. So a lot of Greek mythology came into most of the science was Greek mythology. All the time, both kinds of Baba Mises. Don't understand that without a monotheistic faith, there are fragmented powers in the world. There's no way to keep track of them. It's focused on one Borei Olam and one Manigas Olam, right? Fine, then you can start put together some kind of coherent a understanding of nature. But once you have a whole bunch of gods, and the gods fight with each other too, you're basically dealing with chaos. That's the idea. It's a chaotic world. There's no way to make any chibbutz. Okay, now here you have an intriguing point in halacha. Tanya Namahochi, if you know Omar Abyesi, Maise Bisimoni, Viacha Sheipilo, Dmus Leila. It's not a theoretical question, it actually happened. Ubo Maise Vechachomim. The Umru Vladhu Ella Sheshul Krafayim. Fine. Remember, Maaseh always is to affirm the halacha. That is halacha l'maaseh. Hamapelas to Mus Nochosh. Remember, we had before in the Rima Krokus of Rameya in the Chachomim and all these forms that are not massive tissue, but seem to have some kind of a resemblance to lower animals. So we were machalik between a lower animal, dogim, shchotzim, etc. That's not a tzuras vlad. A tzuras behema, right? Of a tayosh, of a that yes. Now we ask, what about Nochash? Nochash was Machlokis. So he asked him, what's the halacha lemaisin? Hamapelas demuz Nochash, Hogar, get the family relationships here. So Chanina, who was the nephew of Rabbi Yehoshua, Ben Ocher Yehoshua, he pasked Imo to Meir Leda. Okay, you with us? Holach Rav Yosef, v'sipir dvorim lepnei Rav Gamliel. Why? It's a tremendous chidush, such a psak din. A nochosh. We tried to determine before, was no psak din. Suddenly here, he passes la halacha that a nochosh is called what? A tsuras vlad, or by a hekish to Odom. He told Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel was the Reish Galusa. Shalach lo, so Reish Galusa, on his authority, right, he had the life or death authority over his community. Shalach lo, he sent to Rabbi Yeshua, who was his favorite opponent. Remember, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, they were at each other throughout Chas, and ultimately Rabbi Gamaliel lost the Nisius because of Rabbi Yeshua. He insulted Rabbi Yeshua, had a stand up. When you spoke to when you answered the Reish Galusa, you were supposed to stand up, and then he has to give permission to sit down, and he never gave him permission to sit down, made him stand. He felt an insult to Rabbi Yeshua. They're arguing about whether Ma'ariv is Rishus or not, Rishus Shachova, and they voted to depose Rabbi Gamliel. And that's where who got the job? No. Who? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Reini Kivenchi Rishona, we say in Haggadah. He got the job as a young man, he grew a beard. I grew a beard, but his beard turned white. As I told you once, because of Reish Galusa, he had to go ahead and say a shiur for sitting in the audience was Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva. Right? If you had to give a shiur for them, your hair would also turn white. Shalach lo, Rabbi Yeshua. So shalach lo, Rabbi Yeshua, Hanag ben Achicha Ubo. You hear that? He said to Rabbi Yeshua, go get your nephew and come here. And he ordered him to appear before the Reish Galusa. Bali Choson, while going to Rabbi Gamliel, Yotzo Kalos Rabbi Chanin Lichasol. Yeah, and you read into this whatever you want. Rabbi Hanina's daughter-in-law came out, seeing him walking there. Amalo Rebbe, Hamapeles Kiminochosh Mahu. She ran out to ask him a shaila. What does that mean? She knew what was going on, right? That what? That Ramlin is calling him because of a psak din that he gave. That what? That Kamin Nochosh is considered to be a leader. But she knew that Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold that way. She knew Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with it. Right. I'm sorry. She knew that Rabbi Yeshua was the source of this. I knew that she disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel called him not because he wanted to visit from him. He called to tell him, no, you're wrong. Right? So here, Rabbi Hanina would be on the attack, would be being attacked by Rabbi Gamliel. Hanina, that's a, I don't want to term it that way, but it's like a heavyweight against a lightweight. Rabbi Yeshua is a heavyweight against a heavyweight. So what she did, basically, was move the attention off her father-in-law to her uncle, what would Rabbi Yeshua be to her? If Hanina was a nephew, yeah, and this was a granduncle, a great uncle, right? Amalo Rebbe, Amapeles Kvinochosh Mahu. Okay, you got me a good pull up a chair. Amalo Imo Tohoro. Amalo. He's talking to Rabbi Yeshua. Hello, Mishimcho Omro Li Chamosi Imo Tumeya. What? My mother-in-law, that's Rabbi Hanina's wife, had told me in your name that Imo Tumeya. First of all, to keep in mind, these are women talking halacha. That's not nice. They should stay out of this whole business. They get into trouble when the women get involved. And they are now questioning the halacha, but also gives you a little bit of a reminder that isn't exactly forbidden for women to be involved in halacha. You can leave that on. Okay. Yeah, leave it. I want to make a side comment. The Kol HaMavasa I picked up yesterday has in it two articles. One by a woman, that much from Stern College. Yeah, fine. Except from Stern College. Yeah, of complaining that we really haven't accepted fully the Yortzot. No, classic feminism complaint, but before the article, there's an article by the editorial board of Hamavasa. I don't know how to do it. I think I would like to put in something for the next call Hamavasa. That's just some embarrassing. It was written, I think, with a bias, try to appeal to the masses, a bias towards American autonomy, a complaint that we don't have sufficient acceptance of the homosexual people we suffering from homophobia. The halacha says that the chayav misa, so they hedge with it. They don't use that word ever, but they hedge with it. They say, well, we're not talking about the halacha. We're not talking about people who violate the halacha. We're talking about homosexuals who don't violate the halacha. What then? They have a tendency towards a different gender identity. Who the heck knows about their tendencies? I mean, you tell the world, you go get up in front of an audience of 800 people and tell them, you know, I have a tendency, I like boys. Very nice. And what else? You like your filter fish also? Okay. What else do you like? Whose business is what you like? What kind of, whoever tells you what you like? We're concerned with people who live a homosexual lifestyle. Which Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Mos yumsu shneim demeim bom, et achayiv misa." Want me to have sensitivity to these people, acceptance to these people? I have no acceptance to these people. Es besanei Hashem esno. God says, you chayiv miso. You want me to love them? Yeah, I'll love them on the way to getting miso. You're supposed to give them a drink, right, to go confuse them a little bit. They shouldn't suffer so much on the way down. What the heck are they talking about? What then? They want an article to show, whoa, we're also liberal. And I can't tell you what a terrible reputation is giving our yeshiva. This Kol Mavasa supposedly represents almost an official view of the student body. It's written not by an individual, they won't put their name on it. It's written by the editorial board. And why you boys don't complain? Why should they embarrass you? And it's just checking, the whole thing is checking. There's no such thing. Why would anybody go up in front of an audience of 800 people like was at that ugly meeting that was and speak about what he feels like, what bothers him, etc., etc.? I mean, they want to have such programs, fine. The next program should be on all people who have constipation, all people suffering from colitis. Right? All these are very important, significant problems in a person's life. But when does it become a public life? That's part of your private life. A golf player supposedly, and if it's true, no one knows if it's even true, went away in order to solve his problem. He's addicted to sex. Whenever he sees a girl, he wants to have relations with her. Nobody would be concerned Kahuza. The trouble is, he did have relations with her. That's the problem. But he had relations with 20 people, 30 people, 50 people, various. But to go ahead and say, you know, I have a Yetzer Hara, yeah, that's why. Some people say it's not a good idea. So in Muncie, you want to go to a chasana. There are two entrances for men and women so that they never should see each other. After the entrance, it comes together. But the doors are separate. Yeah. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Allah, mind you, Rabbi Yeshua answers to the daughter-in-law of Rav Hanina, Me'ezatam, why did I pasken that Imo Tmeya? And she knew the reason. Howel, the galgal eino ogul kishalodom. Remember, we had that before. That we're looking for some human feature in the face. What? Because on that basis alone, that the eye socket is round, same as in man. Therefore, we believe it was a human form. Therefore, she gave birth to a human form, and therefore she's tmei later. Watch the answer. Mitoch Zvoreho Niska Rabbi Yeshua, because of her report to him. Oh, he remembered, yes, that's really how he holds. He had forgotten the hope sock. Sholach lo Ram Gamliel. So now Rabbi Yeshua sent back a message to Ram Gamliel. You don't want to talk to Rab Hanina. You're going to question the psak din that he gave. That Ishmael Tmeya later because Yolda Nochosh, talk to me, it's my pshat. What he did was pull Rav Hanina out of the conflict with Rabbi Gamliel and substitute himself. I said, what did he say to him? Sholach lo Rabbi Gamliel, mipi horor Hanina. Rav Hanina pasken that way because I pasken that way. So now Rabbi Gamliel has Rabbi Yeshua as an opponent. That's a fair machlokas. Totally. Two heavyweights they'll manage. With Rabbi Hanina, he would have ordered him change of psak. Rabbi Shua, you don't push Rabbi Shua around. But here, look at this conclusion. A halacha in what? In Limud HaTorah. Omar Rabbaye, Shema Mino, Tzuma Merabonon de Omar Milso, Lema Bo Taima, De Chimat Keulei Mitka. Strange. You see what happened here. Rabbi Shu had forgotten his Pesach Din. He didn't remember he had once had a shayla about a nochosh. Then he had to devote his time to it, analyze it, and came to conclusion that imut meya leda, because galgal shaleino is doma legalgal shalodom. So had he, they were just talking about a psak din, about a nochosh, it slipped his mind about a nochosh. Didn't focus, he wasn't passing the shayla now. He wasn't thinking about it, analyzing it. But as soon as she told him, the reason that he gave. Yeah, yes, now he understands, of course. That brought it all back. Lets you know, don't you report Kisa Shulchan Aruch to me. Don't give me a psak din. You tell me why. You want to give a psak din, back it up. Give me a reason. With a reason, then it says, besides the fact that I know the reason, what's more important is you'll remember the reason. Because you reason, once you get the reason, you realize what was your mental process that led to this psak din. That was the accomplishment here. Once you mentioned to him his reasoning, he said, oh, that's good reasoning. I agree with it. That's why I reasoned it last time. Which means had I sat down now to analyze the case, I would have done so. But I let it be. It wasn't my... was my case now. Okay, that brings us to a new sugya. Here we need our master Darshan had to justify this piece of Gemara, and after the Aloche, it's going to get lost in something that is clearly Ein HaMikra HaZer Omer El Darshuni. Okay, as quickly. The Mishnah is fairly simple. HaMapeles Shafir Moli Mayim Moli Dam Moli Ginunim. A sack. The sack is expelled by the woman. A sack, the amnion sack, filled with water, filled with blood, or filled with it's a colored material, whatever that means. It means filled with more than blood, more than water, but some kind of a mixture of dissolved organic material. Eino chosheshes levlad. But im hoye merukom, but if in there, and here I don't think there's any way to really learn pshat. It doesn't say im hoye bo yad regel etzem, which was used before as signs of a vlad. It says merukom. I think what merukom means, it means that there's a viscosity there. In other words, you can see strands of material. That's merukom. Threads, strands. You know, something has formed into something that didn't go all the way. Not just a fluid mass. Rashi doesn't explain what here merukum. Normally, a vlad merukum means a vlad that has tendons and ligaments connecting the bones. That's merukum. Right? But it can't be that. And then they would mention that bones, etzem, was always mentioned before, was a simon of a vlad. Therefore, I think Yatran Meruko meaning it's less than solid, but more than liquid. Teishev lezocho lekeva. That's a vada yasimin of a blood, and the blood was dissolved. The blood underwent disintegration. Hamapelis Sandal Oshilia. Who has an English translation here? Well, how does he touch Baruchim? I didn't. Good. Tell me what he does with Baruchim. I'm sure he didn't get it right. Yeah, he hasn't been doing too well so far. Every time I've asked, it's hard to accept what he says. I don't know who he is either. I've got to look at him just to find out. Got to call him on a few of the things. No.
No, it's on the previous page. Okay. The embryo was developed.
What did you say?
Developed.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's a nice way to avoid making a commitment.
I.e. the limbs of the baby have begun to take shape. I.e. the limbs of the baby have begun to take shape.
Takes a bit more of a step. Oh, is that what that is? Pass that around.
Can I see that? Oh, that I brought from my house to show you what I mentioned from previously of a chicken with a vertebral column and two eyes in it.
Yeah, it's like the biolab when they do the egg. That's like when they do the egg lab. In biology, it's when they do the egg lab.
Yeah.
They take fertilized eggs and they crack them open at different stages of development.
Yeah. Not that this is a full. It was a full-grown chicken. Yeah. And I told you that.
Issues.
There's no such halacha mentioned any place. What to do with it? By Shver held that you make it safe because it's an any abnormalcy it should be not considered not kosher.
It says literally an embryo that is not knitted together.
What?
It says literally an embryo that is not knitted together.
That's not?
Knitted together.
That's Eina Merukum.
Yeah.
Huh? Jaina Merukum. And Merukum means knitted together. That's a blood. It's not knitted together. Okay. I think, except my chat, Merukum has to mean. Okay, Hamapelas, and therefore what? Imoyim Merukum. So I don't know whether it was a Zohar in the Keva. Then you have to give the Chumra of Zohar in the Keva, which means, Teishev of Zohar. What's a Chumra of Zohar in the Keva? You made Tumor like in the Keva, 14. You made Tara like a Zohar, only 33.
Well, less.
Hmm?
Less than that.
Less than that, right? Because you have 14, you have 7. It's 7 of it's 33 minus 7, 26. Actually, that mitor because the mitor, the 14 will eat up a week of the mitor. Hamapelas sandal, Oshilia. Remember, sandal is a squash baby. Now the Gemara now, and we'll discuss sandal in detail. I mean, just plain smash, no sign of anything on there. See, Gemara will object to it. The sandal also have some kind of humanoid features. Yeah, I put it there. Amapella sandal oshilia. Teishe v'zofa ulun akeva. What's a shilia?
Placenta.
That already. But there was a blood, and what? And it just and it was disintegrated. Therefore, shilia is so absolute. There ain't shilia below blood. So we know. So we have to keep that in mind. That's what could happen in pregnancy. That a baby starts developing, a fetus starts developing, and then it's attacked. And is destroyed. Okay, the question is, destroyed to such a point where the, all that's left is water? That's what, so no, cannot be. Moli mayim ain't a chashishis. Moli dam ain't a chashishis. But moli genunim, right? All kinds of things. We'll see if there's a machlokes later on. Genunim is already, obviously, dissolved tissue. Okay? What kind of dissolved tissue, what kind of color, we'll see. Bishlam adamu mayim lo klumi. I understand. It doesn't indicate that there was a fetus there. Elod genunim neches shem avlad havi v'nimuach. But if it's what? It's a dissolved something of color, not just blood and either blood or water. Amar Abaye, listen to this rejection of the whole idea. You mean there was a baby and the baby got dissolved? It's now in a colored liquid. It's converted to a colored liquid. Kamo yayin chai shosasimo shelze shinimuch ubu besoch bayer. Boy, what she must be drinking that could dissolve. How much alcohol do you have to take into your system to go into the sack and dissolve the baby? In other words, a rejection, a notion. Nonsense. It cannot be a dissolved baby. Rava Omar, mole tanan. No, it could be dissolved baby. But for a dissolved baby, it wouldn't be full. He took the sack was turgid. The sack that came out was full to the top. You see how the figures out is there. How, in the absence of anything better, they use their good minds to figure things out. Figure out if I have in here a baby. The baby wouldn't fill up every inch of the space, being hands, feet, etc. So there will be spaces. Then when it dissolved, there should be a area which is not filled. It would be less than full. The very fact that the sack was filled shows it didn't start off with a baby. Had it been with a baby, then the dissolving of the baby would leave a sack that's partially filled, but not completely filled. Got the cheshbon? Try to push a doll, a baby doll, into the sack. It wouldn't fill up everything. And then when you dissolve it, put it a chocolate baby in here, right? It fills up the whole sack, up to here. Then you go ahead, you melt the chocolate, it'll be up to here. It won't be up to the top. I'm sorry, the misa the smuchi yismuch mechsel chaso. It would have to be some space that becomes visible, comes available. Gavada barava omar gavnunim tnan. He said it was something of colors. Various. It wasn't a one homogeneous color. The misa the smuchi yismuch. If it was there was a fetus that dissolved, kula b'chada gavna havakoi. It should all have been one color. Why? Each part would dissolve, and then it mixes together. You get a color out of it, but it would be a color of one shade, not of mixed shade. The fact that it's mixed shades in there indicates something else. Okay, fine. That finishes that comment on Shilya, right? We'll have more on Sandal, right? On Shvir. We'll have more on Shilya and on Sandal. Now suddenly the Gemara breaks off into what seems to be a personal experience. Tanya Abba Shaul Omer. Kover Mesim Hoyisi. Right? This is the great Abba Shaul. It's all over Shas. He made a living, right, burying the dead. We have in Muncie, we have a goy. Right? You pay him to open up the grave. He was a Kova Mason. We see Mistakel about some also Mason. Meaning he was Kova not only the Mason, but the Asomosho Mason. Right? In those days, they still had that custom of letting the body decay and then Yom Likut Asomos, which the day of Avelus, as we'll learn, right? And Abba Shaul was a Tana, right? A great, great mind functions all the time. So I paid attention and I noticed Hashose Yayin Chai, people who were drunkards. That's why Yoshi Yayin Chai. What? You're not a drunkard, you're drinking wine, you're supposed to. You're supposed to dilute the wine, one part wine, two parts water. But if you're a drunkard, you drink Yayin Chai. I saw Asmosov Serufim. It showed up in the bones. The bones were whatever Serufim means. Burnt, whatever. Mozo, if he was a person, a poor man, so he diluted his wine more than one part in three. Then Asmosov Sechuyin. Then his bones were overly moist. Koroyu, if he drank wine properly diluted, Asmosov Meshuchin. His bones were smooth or oily, right? Now, I think I remember Schuyin. Schuyin is what does Rashi say? Schuyin is darkened, Schoen. Or Schuyin is dry, not dry, I mean lacking moisture. I said moist, lacking moisture. So, as most of the Meshuchin, whatever bones are supposed to be like. The Cholmi Sheshioso Beruba Me Achiloso, also as most of Shufin. Achiloso Meruba Me Shishoso, as most of Shuchuyin. Koroyu, as most of Meshuchin. Whatever that's supposed to mean, what is Royu? We don't know. But Rambam gives some insight. How much you're supposed to drink during a meal. One third, I think, is some. I didn't look it up. I have to check again. In Hilchos Deos, the Rambam has that advisory. Okay. No real understanding what I just said. If you want to tell you a health factor, which is common in the Gemara, you would say you should be careful to drink, since their main drink was diluted wine, you should be careful to drink properly. Make sure you pay attention to your drinking, right? That it should be properly diluted, not too much, not too little, etc. So there's something here more than that. See, Darshuni. We'll take a look at the Marshal in a minute. Tanya Abba Shaul Omer Vitema Rav Yochanan Kova Mesma Yisi. Rav Yochanan also was sometimes a Kova Mesma. Pamachas Ratzisi Achatzvi. Okay, fellas, you with us? I was chasing a deer. V'nechnasti B'kulyush Shalmes. And I entered into a femoral bone. There was a dead body there. and the marrow, right, fills up the hole. I ran into the hole of the bone.
What does he mean by that?
Well, Sisi Achav, Shalosh Parsos.
Yeah. I
know. And I chased after him for three Parsos. That's, our Parsos is Dalad Milin. That's 12 kilometers in the bone. Utsvi Lohigati, I never caught the deer. The Kuli is so colossa, and I never got to the end of the femoral bone. Kishechazarti Lachorai, when I went back, Omruli, he said, oh, I know where you were. It was Shalog Melech HaBoshen Hoysa. There was a bone lying there that was the bone of the Og Melech HaBoshen. So we know Og Melech HaBoshen was at least, what? At least 12 kilometers tall.
Not according to
the other. He had a body on top of the boat.
Yeah.
Okay. Tanya Abashol Omer Kobes Loisi Pamachas Niptucho Ba'oro Tachti. Once the earth gave away under me. Vamarati Bagalgo Eno Shomes. I found myself standing in the eye socket of a dead man. Ad Chotmo. I sunk into the eye socket up to his nose. Kishachati lachorai, when I climbed out, Ambu ayin shel Avsholom hoisa. Okay. Now, Abishol, obviously, he must have been about 0.1 microns tall.
Yeah.
Now, wait, explain this whole story. Bishem atomar Abishol nanas hava. You might think Abishol was a midget. Abishol Orochoya, Orbedorohave. He was the tallest man of his generation. Rabbi Talfon Magir Lexefo. Rabbi Talfon only reached up to his shoulder. But Rabbi Talfon was Orbedoro. He was the tallest man in his generation. Abishol was a secretary. But Rameir Magir Lexefo. Rameir was Orbedorohave. Rameir Magir Lexefo. Rabbi Oroch, Rabbi Orbedorohave. The Rebbe Yehoi Magiel Tsefo, the Rabbi Chia Oroch Bedor Habe, the Rav Magiel Tsefo, and Rav Oroch Bedor Habe, and Rabbi Yehuda was on Magiel Tsefo, the Rabbi Yehuda Oroch Bedor Habe, the Adadaila, his servant, Magiel Tsefo, Pashtavina de Pumpedisa, right? Whoever he was, Koile Ladadaila Ad Palgi. He only reached up to Adadaila's midriff. V'kula alma koi l'parchud l'vadisa at chalsei. And he was so tall that everybody else reached up only until his loins, until his midsection. Okay, now we go back to the Gemara. What the heck is that all about? Okay. You want to take a look at the Marsha just for a minute?
Too much philosophy.
Okay. Yeah, boys, one thing. Open up the Marsha. I know you rarely ever look at the Marsha, but you should. I want you to know my father's that's how. Said, yeah, he's willing to give up Rashi, but he'll never give up the Marsha. In Europe, the Marsha was treated with far greater authority than we treat him in America. America, a fella can get smicha and never look in the Marsha. Kova Mesim Rezis Ha'atzvi. Okay, it was a short piece in the Marsha. Yeah, you have it too?
I don't have it in the little Gemara. I thought I did, I don't.
going to knock down.
We're looking with somebody.
Yeah.
First,
trying to squeeze
the leg. Zakavona, he said, Atahara, Lotovo, Leodom, Elevis Raki, Yofim, and Sara Smolis Hatumo. The Moshe, the Samdo, the Hepper. The opposite of getting away from Tumah is Tovah v'shel b'yodah. That's the expression. What's this fellow doing? He's going to make mikveh, he's holding on to a sheretz. Meaning, he's not letting go of Tumah. Why is he looking for Tahara? U'medamed sara Tumah l'kova meisim. That's it. Shenase avi avos ha-Tumah. The Omar Pamachas, Al Yisi Rotzach Hatzvi, Batsaloma, Tzvi, Lovo Lede Tahara, Umedama Lede Tzvi, Chaya Tahora. Why? And look, I give you his references. We say in the Pirkei Avos, Habe Rotzke Tzvi. That's a good thing, right? Haino Shat Tzvi, Hu Dimyon HaTahara. Hay Rotz, right? Hay Rotz, Mifonai, v'lo hegati fisha yisi rotz acher bekul yeshiasmus atzomos hatumah. Adayin lo zachakti mihatumah ad shechazalti lachorai. What is he saying? I was searching for tzvi. I wanted to become tahor. But I found myself in my analyzing my behavior. I'm still attached to tumah. I'm running in a bone of a dead body. I want to become tahor. That's tovel v'sheres biyodo. Until I retrace my step, lisrachik mehatumah shel atzmus hakulyus. Oz bosi lidei tzara tahara. Lom alei, what's this image? Oga chavoshon. Atshazalti lachore al bidimion kulyus atzmus hatumah shel oog shemel chavoshon. Shoye mitzad hatumah min anafilim b'nei shamchuzo v'zoha k'nisa b'medlash. The demons. The knockout the shield to Masculius Gimel Parsos, the Chain Omru Pepe Master Brochos, Og Shoka Tura Basholot Party, Lizokal Yisroel, the Zel Lumazer Osolikim, the Shir Machni Yisroel Shoyemokum Tara, Ozia Tuba, but Veim Yikut Samatas, Hoye Gamke Gimel Parsos. Machni Yisroel was Gimel Parsos. Today is unbelievable. Women give birth, right? The baby born an hour ago, he's on a telephone calling everybody. Once upon a time, a woman gave birth, he didn't look it up for 7 days in the hospital. All Brisson were in the hospital. But women didn't leave till for 8 days. She had a boy, she stayed there till the hospital for 8 days. And the Bris was in the hospital.
Well, they got nosocomial infection. Huh? There's a mixture. They got nosocomial infections, and the insurance companies didn't want to pay for it. So they brought in the studies showing that women get nosocomial infections.
Yeah.
And therefore, they can say it's better for the women to leave earlier, and it's better for the insurance companies so they don't have to pay for it, and everybody wins.
Well, there had to be a law passed to give them 48 hours.
Yeah.
They dropped it to 24 hours.
Yeah, they wanted to put them out.
Yeah.
You have a baby, Mazel Tov.
It has to do with the
HMOs, really.
It has to do with the use of the epidural.
Yeah.
So the woman doesn't suffer much during childbirth and has the koyach, to become social an hour after giving birth. Okay. All right, fellas. You finish the rest yourself. You got the idea. What's the Rasha doing? Going way off in deep end,
also,
trying to figure out what the reference points, right? Tzvi, right? A tummy bone, right? And he makes the assumption Tzvi represents Tahara, the bone represents Tumah. I run, right? I go back, I do Tshuva, etc., etc. Okay? And what? Why the Gimel Parsos? That makes reference to Og Melech HaBoshon, who the Medrash says lift up a mountain that was 12 kilometers big to throw on Am Yisrael.
And
Am Yisrael, Matne Yisrael was 12 kilometers. That's the sheer Yud Beis Milin. That's the sheer of Tchum Doraisa, right? Yud Beis Milin. And Kodesh Baruch Hu made it about a hole in the mountain and it slipped down over his head, over the end of the Medrash. And then something grew out from his chin, he couldn't get it out again. You know, all these Midrashim are critical. Critical so that you know, don't you dare interpret a Medrash literally unless you have a Rebbe to tell you that it's supposed to be literal. That's what the Rambam says in the beginning of Chelik, right? Remember, three kitos, three kinds of people, three groups of people. He says, those who say it's all baloney, those are because those who say it's all literal, those are shotim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Omur Acham Chochom V'Nov Anagoy HaGadol Hazeh. When you listen to these idiots, they say, Am Koton V'Socho HaGoy Hazeh. What are stupid people, right? And then there's a third group who know what's literal and what's not. He says, but the trouble is, I can't call them a cut. They're too few to be called a cut. They're too few to be called a group. Only Yechidim. But no one wants to understand, this was a language of Medrash, a language of Agadite. It was a known language. They knew what these people, what this meant. Like the Havdol reference that a poet would make to Greek mythology, like Byron or etc. Assumption that a word or two would give you a whole imagery of something. That's it. Mountain, eye, leg, etc. All had connotations which were supposed to serve instead of explaining it. Okay, we have a few minutes. Let's see if we can introduce back to the Gemara. Sholo lefnei Rebbe. Hamapele shriel mole boso mahu. You gave me in the Mishnah mayim dam ganunim. What if there's solid material in there? All that is liquefied. Amalehem lo shamati. Amalafon of Rabbi Shwabra Yussi kachomar abo mole dam tmeya. But what kind of tmeya? Tmeya nida. Mole boso tmeya leda. What does it mean? Very poshut. Obviously, what's more likely to be a sign of an embryo that was and got dissolved? I have liquid, I got to think of what it was. If I have a piece of human flesh in there, I realized what it was. That was human flesh in form, and now it fell apart. So, obviously, Moli Bosa will be Tmeya later. Ombu Lo, so he said to him, who took Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, was quoting Rabbi Yossi, quoting his father, Psak Din. Il Moli Dovo Chodosh Amatolonu, had you answered our question, we asked for something new. I asked you a simple question. What's halacha if you find it mole boso? And you said it mishum avicho, and you answered, my father paskin tmeya shamanucha, we would have listened to you. But you added something I didn't ask for. Achshav midohoka maisek ridoi koma kesumchus shama mishum rameya honami shemo krab yeshua amro vein halacha krab yeshua. But you went ahead and you added something we didn't ask you for. We asked you about mole boso. And what did you answer? Two things you answered us. Mole dam tmeya nida. That even though mole dam is not of blood, but it's blood. But that falls into the old sugi we had of bibisora. Is that called bibisora? Why? The blood is in a shvir, it's in a sack. And the blood in a sack, does that make her tmeya nida or not? Only Rameir said it's Tmeya Nida. We don't pass like Rameir. So since you told me Rameir Psak Din was the Psak Din of your father, obviously Rabbi Yossi is passing like a Yochid. He had a right to do so, fine. Then it could be, in this case also he's passing like a Yochid. On the Bosa case, therefore, we can't accept your Psak. Had you answered our question about Boso, Rabbi Yossi passing Kol HaKavod. But since you told me that your father also passing that dam is dam nido, even though it's enclosed, it's not bivisora, right? And that's only Rameel Psak. Since I see he's willing to pass like a yochid, I'm not so sure that he is also not passing like a yochid. That's where you get into trouble. You ask, you answer more than you asked for. I said, Elu, if you had answered just that which we asked you for, we would accept it, Psak of Rav Yossi. Why? Because this is the Sanya, and that's my raya, what Eina Merukum means. Hamapel is Shriel Sheina Merukum. Rabbi Shua Omer Vlad, Chachom Omer Eina Vlad. So I would like to learn here, Pshat, right? That's what it means. That's what Boso means, right? That's what Eina Merukum means. Eina Merukum is a Boso situation where you have a non-connected but solid material, not liquid. Amar Rav Shiva Melokish, Mishum Rav Ushir. This machlokes of Rav Shiva and Chachomim is ba'ochur. That's why, again, there's pieces of meat, there's solid things in there. But the liquid is not filled only with solid. So if the liquid is murky, that's the machlokes. Avo, but solo, if the liquid around it would be perfectly clear, if I call eno vlad, cannot be that if it was a vlad that was nimuach, that it shouldn't give some kind of opacity, some kind of cloudiness, and if it's perfectly clear, I'm sure maybe omar but solo machlokes, no, even my solo is machlokes, and if what? If it's murky, everybody holds it's a vlad. That's proof positive that it's dissolved vlad. The only child is, it's clear. Iboilahu. You mean b'tzol machlokes avo b'ocho di rakol vlad? O dilma b'ein b'zeh o b'ein b'zeh machlokes. When you added b'tzol di rakol, means that where it's di rakol, By ochor, right? Certainly it's a vlad, and where is the machlokes? Only when it's solal is the machlokes. See if you catch it, this thing in, then we'll pick up again tomorrow. Masri. We'll repeat it again tomorrow. I want to get this point in. Ezu dorash Rabbi Shua b'chananya. Vayas Hashem Elokim l'odom l'ishto. Okay, boys, you all, Chumash is supposed to know. Translate this pasuk for me. God made kosnos ol v'yabishim. What does that mean?
Coats of skin. It's translated usually as coats of skin.
What does it mean?
Coats of skin or leather, and he dressed them.
That's how you were taught.
Yeah. Right. Whether or not that's what it actually
next
is.
Time, next time, go to a decent yeshiva. Okay. V'yasal kim l'odom l'ishto kosnos ol. He made for them clothes for their skin. V'yalbishim. And dressed them for their skin. Their skin shouldn't be exposed. Not clothes of skin, clothes of leather. but clothes for the skin. That's how the Gemara got here. Malamed Shena Kodesh Baruch Hu Osa All Leodov. Why would say Kosnas All? It should say Kosnas Lavishim. He made them clothes Lavishim. Because the kasha is also, why would you tell me if you translate like you did, Kosnas All Leather? Well, whose business is it? How? What kind of material God made them? Made them custom, made them clothes.
So the fashion industry can use it in the marketing
right. Ploy. So he says, here, Kostas Olves, we don't shot. I'm defining man. I make Kostas all Odom, because Odom, a man, has a skin. Therefore, I made him clothes. Shena Kodesh Baruch Hu Osa all Odom, Elan Kein Notso. God will only make clothes only for a man that's created. And what's the test that he was created, that he exists, that he has skin? Alma ba'ol talya mishra. Lo shna ocho, lo shna solo, right? You hear? As long as there's a skin, now what skin is he referring to? The skin of the sack. The skin of the sack where he makes it into vada, into odom. To tell you, no, as long as it has an O, means it's human. You say, by Ocho doesn't say anything about O. It's a Shaila, but on the murkiness, there's no posse for murkiness. What then? You think murkiness means a dissolved blood. You think Merkel doesn't prove anything. Svara Balmahu, right? Then what are you setting a pusik for? El Shmamina b'sol machlokes Shmamina. If it's Ochol, everybody holds it's a blood. Only by Tzolol, clear. V'chein ama Rab Nachman ama Rabba Baravur machlokes b'Ochol. Al b'Tzolol d'Ochol, in a blood. That's as far as we can go, not Miss Mincha. We'll pick this up again there. Anyway, what the Gemara concludes, you should know, is there are two kinds of solo. There's solo that is translucent. There's solo that is transparent. Transparent means no blood. Translucent can still be a blood.
Get me then.